Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Teresa Taylor. It's one of the busiest weeks of the ski season, but Telluride Ski Resort remains idle as the ski patroller strike enters its fourth day. The walkout began Saturday after months of negotiations between the resort and the Telluride Professional Ski Patrol Association failed to produce a new contract that satisfied the needs of both parties. At the center of the dispute is pay. The union representing the ski patrollers is reportedly asking for an across-the-board increase of about 20%. The resort has allegedly topped out at 13%. The resort has said it will remain closed indefinitely and warned that trespassers on the mountain will be prosecuted. Meanwhile, Colorado is experiencing one of its worst winter seasons in years, with snowpack levels dramatically below average and ski resorts struggling to maintain adequate conditions. That's according to climate scientists tracking the state's winter weather patterns. Winter Park has reported 41 inches of snow compared to the typical 70 inches expected by late December. These numbers do not include this past Sunday's snowfall, as official numbers have not yet been recorded. The word is out as Red Rocks is making national headlines. A record 1.75 million paid fans attended a record 236 events in 2025, making Red Rocks Pollstar Magazine's best attended amphitheater and the second most attended venue in the U.S. Colorado hired Fernando Lovo away from New Mexico to succeed Rick George as athletic director. CU Chancellor Justin Schwartz said Lovo's hiring was approved by a unanimous vote of the Board of Regents and that Lovo would officially start his new job on New Year's Day. And the Colorado Avalanche have been so good this year that they're above the pace to post the best regular season record in the history of the NHL. They're sitting firm in the lead of the league with an incredible 63 points through 37 games. I'm Teresa Taylor on the Rocky Mountain News Network.